From Tartuffe by Molière. A love of heavenly beauty does not preclude a proper love for earthly pulchritude. Our senses are quite rightly captivated by perfect works our Maker has created. Some glory clings to all that heaven has made. In you all heaven's marvels are displayed. On that fair face such beauties have been lavished, the eyes are dazzled, and the heart is ravished. How could I look on you, O flawless creature, and not adore the author of all nature, feeling a love both passionate and pure for you, his triumph in self-portraiture? At first I trembled, lest that love should be a subtle snare that hell had laid for me. I vowed to flee the sight of you, eschewing a rapture that might prove my soul's undoing. But soon, fair being, I became aware that my deep passion could be made to square with rectitude, and with my bounden duty I thereupon surrendered to your beauty. It is, I know, presumptuous on my part to bring you this poor offering of my heart. And it is not my merit, heaven knows, but your compassion on which my hopes repose. You are my peace, my solace, my salvation. On you depends my bliss or desolation. I bind your judgment, and as you think best, I shall be either miserable or blessed. I may be pious, but I'm human too. With your celestial charms before his eyes, a man has not the power to be wise. I know such words sound strangely coming from me, but I'm no angel, nor was meant to be. And if you blame my passion, you must needs reproach as well the charms on which it feeds, your loveliness. I had no sooner seen than you became my soul's unrivaled queen. Before your seraph glance divinely sweet, my heart's defenses crumbled in defeat, and nothing fasting, prayer, or tears might do could stay my spirit from adoring you. My eyes, my sighs have told you in the past what now my lips make bold to say at last. And if in your great goodness you will deign to look upon your slave and ease his pain, if in compassion for my soul's distress you'll stoop to comfort my unworthiness, I'll raise to you in thanks for that sweet manna an endless hymn, an infinite hosanna, with me of course. There need be no anxiety, no fear of scandal or of notoriety. These young court gallants, whom all the ladies fancy, are vain in speech, in action, rash and chancy. When they succeed in love, the world soon knows it. No favors granted them, but they disclose it, and by the looseness of their tongues profane the very altar where their hearts have lain. Men of my sort, however, love discreetly, and one may trust our reticence completely. My keen concern for my good name ensures the absolute security of yours. In short, I offer you, my dear Elmire, love without scandal, pleasure without fear.